So the Indian is that we know that Shabbat Par Mitzvaseinu, when we're not Zochet to be able to bring the Karbanos themselves now, so sometimes the Amira of the Karbanos are B'mokom bringing the carbon itself. So the person is the Daktik to try to save the dinim and read the psukim that are connected to the carbon. So hopefully it'll be a schus, that'll be zocha to really bring the carbonos. So there are a couple of different versions here. Most of them are basically very similar. They just go through some of the basic mishnayos, but there's one here that's very nice from Rav Yaakov Emden. It starts with a ribono olamim. I don't know if you all have it in there, so I'll just read it quickly. Ribono olamim ato. Today, the afternoon is the Zman of the Karban Pesach. And they read the Halal while they brought the Karban. And Psukim, by Yomer Adonai Moshe v'Yal Aaron be'Eretz Mitzrayim le'mor, Achodesh hazeh lochem rosh chodashim, Rishon hu lochem lechodshei hashana, Dabru el kol adas Yisrael le'mor, Be'eser lachodesh hazeh, V'ikhu lahem ish sel le'beis avo sel le'bayis, V'im yimat ha'bayis mi'os miser, V'lakachu shcheino ha'karov el beiso, B'michsas nefoshos, Ish lefi achlo, Tachosu al haseh, Se tomim zohar ben shana yeh lochem, Bet min ha'kvosnim, U'min ha'izim tibach, V'yu lochem le'mishmeres, Ad Arba Osar Yom Machodesh Hazeh B'Shachatu Also Kol Kehal Adat Yisrael Bein Arba'im V'Lochu Min Adam V'Nosnu Al Shnei Amizuzos V'Al Amashkov Al Abotim Asher Yochlu Osom Bohem Osom Bohem V'Yochlu Os Abosu B'Layla Hazeh Tzli Eish U'Matzos Al Mororim Yochlu Al Tochlu Mimenu No V'Hashem U'Mushal B'Mayim Ki Im Tzli Eish Roshal Kro'ov V'Al Kirbo V'Lo Susu Mimenu Adboker V'Nosnu Mimenu Adboker V'Ish Tisrofu וכוח תוכלו עושו מסמיכם חגורים נעליכם ורגליכם, מקלכם בידכם, ויאכלתם עושו בחיפוזון, פסח הוא באדוני. Okay, so as I mentioned, if those were at Shachris this morning, we mentioned after Shachris that the Zman Karban Pesach is the only Karban that you really split between the Shechita and the Achila. The Shechita is done right now, after Mincha, on Erev Pesach, and then you're not allowed to eat it until the night. Normally, you can always eat a karban right after you shechit. Karban Pesach has two different aspects to it, the shechita and then the achilah. So, kach haisa avodos karban Pesach bar ba'asar b'nisan. This was the process of the karban. Ein shochten oso ela achar tamid shel bein arbayim. So, right after mincha, they would bring the karban tamid. Normally, the karban tamid is brought later in the day. But on Erev Pesach, they would be mached in the karban tamid, which they brought every day. They would bring it right away after mincha. Erev Pesach, bein b'chol bein b'shabbos, haya tamid nishchat b'sheva u'mechza, 7.5 hours into the day. V'karev b'shmona u'mechza. But, imchal Erev Pesach li'os Erev Shabbos, z'tena yishochten oso b'sheish u'mechza, v'karev b'sheva u'mechza, v'apesach acharos. So the din is that you have to bring the carbon tamid and then the carbon Pesach. If it was Erev Shabbos also, then they would even be machtim things even more. Kol Adam Yisrael Echad Ish VeEchad Isha Kol SheYochel Lagil Yerushalayim B'Shas Shechitas HaPesach Chayev B'Karban Pesach. So anyone who's able to come to Yerushalayim, and everyone had to come because of Aliyah L'Regel, so you're also Chayev B'Karban Pesach. Men, women, Mivio Min HaKvasim Min HaIzim, you bring it either from a Kesev, Keves, which is a sheep, or from an Eiz, which is a goat. Zachar Tomim Ben Shana, male, no blemishes on it, and 1 year old, during its first year. That's what it means. Ben Shana means during its first year. B'shochato b'chol makom azara, you could shecht it anywhere in the entire azara. Achar gemar avodos tamid ha'erev, v'achar hatavas haneros. So first they would bring the carbon tamid, then they would get the candles ready, then they would start bringing the carbon pesach. V'ein shochten ha'pesach lo zarken adam lo maktir nachelev ala chametz. There's an isser, that the reason why we're not allowed to have chametz anymore is because you're not allowed to bring the Karban Pesach while you own chametz. And therefore, you can't even do the shechita, you can't be zorek, you can't be machdir, the chelev, you can't burn the fats while you own chametz. Shachar ha-shochet, let's just remind ourselves, there are really four stages in general to a karban. You do the shechita, then you accept the blood, the kabbalah, then the holacha, then you walk the blood to the mizbeach, and then you do the zrika. The first stage, the shechita, anybody can do, at any time during the year. Even a zar, you don't have to be a kohen to do the shechita. So if you bring a karban one day, Mirtz Hashem, if you want to be makbid and you want to do the shechita, you could do the shechita. The next stage is though, the kabbalah sadam, the holacha sadam, and the zrika sadam, it's only with a kohen. So what happens? Shachar ha-shochet, the kibel damo kohen. So that's why it stresses here, that whoever wants to kenshecht it, then the blood has to be caught by a kohen, and they would have a shurim. Shivarosh ha-shura, b'kli shareis, v'nosein l'chavero. They had a line of people that were lined up from where the animal was to the mizbeach. And the first kohen, it was like a bucket brigade, right? They would have a whole line, and they would pass the blood from one person to the next, one kohen to the next. So kibel domo kohen shbarosh ashura b'kli shareis b'nosein l'chavero, v'chavero l'chavero, and then the kohen who was karav etzlam mizbeach would be zorko zrika achas keneged ha-yisod. He would throw one zrika towards the yisod, which was the base of the mizbeach, v'chozer ha-kli reikam l'chavero, and then they would pass the empty kli back, v'chavero l'chavero, mekabel ha-samali u'machzer ha-reikam. And they would keep, it was complicated. They had to pass a full cup and then receive an empty cup. So there was always a line, because realize all of Klai Yisrael bring karbanos. So it really needs to be done efficiently. So they would be passing the full cups of blood towards the mizbeach and returning the empty vessels. The chaver lochayr mekabel asamali machzer sreikam. They call him omdim shuros ubiyadem bzichin shekulam kasef or kulam zav. Really beautiful it must have been. There was one line of Kohanim, all of the Kalim were gold. The next row, all the Kohanim were holding silver. Next row, back to gold. And therefore, it had a beautiful alignment. You know, you saw the row of gold, row of silver, row of gold. They wouldn't mix them up. They wanted to make sure that it was kept beautiful. Something that you see in the base of Mikdash is a hakpada on things having aesthetic qualities to them. Right? Sometimes we are quick to say, Jews, we don't care so much about aesthetic things. We only care about the inside. You see in the base of Mikdash, it was important to them that things looked beautiful. These vessels didn't have any, you weren't able to put them down. The bottoms were pointed. And that way, no one would ever put them down, because if you put them down, the blood would start to harden, it would congeal. They didn't want the blood to congeal. So after you would shecht your animal, and the blood would be taken, you then would hang up the animal, on vavim, how you say vavim? Hooks, on hooks. Umashit oso kulo v'korin bitno, and then they would cut off the skin. You make an incision and pull off the skin, and they would rip open its belly. Umotzien imurim hachelev shal akerev yoseres hakoved uchtei akloyos v'chelev shalayim ha'alya imayim imin akvosim umas ha'itza. And all the different innards they would take out. They would take out the liver and the kidneys and the fats that were on them. And if it was a keves, then it has an alya that they would take out. V'nosen b'klishares, and they would put it into a vessel that was a klishares, it was kadosh. U'mochan, and they would put salt on it. U'maktirin ha-kohen, ala maracha. And then they would send it to the kohen, and the kohen would take it up to the fire that was on the top of the big mizbeach. Right? We're always talking about the big mizbeach. On the top, the maracha of fire, and they would burn it there. Chalbe kol zevach u'zevach levado, and each animal's innards would be kept in a separate. They wouldn't throw it all into one big pile. Each one would be burned in its own individual pile. B'chol bayom, the lo b'layla shu yontif. They would do this during the day, not at night, because night was already yontif. Aval imchal erev pesach b'shabbos. But if erev pesach b'shabbos, so then they would do it at night. Machtir b'holchin kol alayla. They would remove all of the tsoa and all the unpleasant parts. All of these main processes of the Korban Pesach, the shechita and the sprinkling of the blood and cleaning off all of the innards, all of that was Docha Shabbos. But the other aspects, like we're going to see grilling, and other washing, other parts of the insides was not Docha Shabbos. B'sholosh kitos ha-pesach nishcha. V'ein kas p'kusa mishloshim anoshim. when they would do it with everybody in the Beis HaMikdash, not everybody could fit into the Azara at the same time. So they would do it in three shifts. And every shift had to have at least 30 people. You could imagine, like Lahavdil Elef Havdolos, you know, when they announced that a new iPhone is coming out, you see these videos of people lining up around from 2 o'clock in the morning around the street waiting to get in because they need it that second. So I imagine that there was a lot of excitement to try to get into the first kat. You want to be able to do your Karban Pesach. Nichnas Kasachas, they would start letting the people in. Nismala Azara, the Azara would fill up, Nolin also, and at a certain point they would lock the door. Now, while they were doing the process of the Karban, so the Kohanim would be blowing the shofar, the flute would be playing. The Levim Karban as Hallel. What an amazing scene this must have been, that the Levim were singing Hallel. It probably almost sounded like, you know, Kabbal Shabbos and Avashalom, maybe even. The Levim were singing Hallel. Im Gomru Kodim Shiakrivu Kulam Shanu. Now, if they finished Hallel before everyone was done bringing the Karban, so they would do it again. They would say Hallel again. Im Shanu Shileshu. If they finished Hallel a second time, they did it a third time. Al Ko Kriya Taku Hariu B'taku. And every time they would do Kriya Sahalel, they would blow a Tkia, Trua, Tkia, Gomra Kasrishon Hakriv. Now, once the first shift finished, Poschen Hazara, Yotza Kasrishon, and Nichnus Kashnia. So the first group would go out, the next group would come in, Nol Udloso Sahazara. Again, they would lock the gates. Gomra, Yotza Shnia, Nichnus Shlishis, Kimai Sarishon, Kachmai Sashnia Vishlishis. And they would do the whole process until they finished the everyone being shechting, skinning, taking out the innards, burning them on the mizbeach. Right, that was the process. Achar sheyotzu kulan rochtzen azar miluchluchei adam. Once they finished, they would clean the floor, wash the floors, get all the blood. Imagine all the blood. Vafilu b'shabbos they would do this. How would they do it? Amas hamayim haisa overes ba'azara. There used to be a trough, like a charitz in the ground. That was an ama wide. That's why it's called an ama samayim. Kishirotzen lahadiyah charitz b'sos min mokam yitziyah samayim. So it used to be water that would flow out. So how did they flood the floor? You block it, like a dam. You block the water from coming out, block the flow, and the entire floor of the Beis HaMikdash would start to fill up. Ayimismala kol gidosea, ad shamayim olin v'tzafen, until the whole floor would be covered with water. Therefore, all the blood would, you know, start to get washed, and then and then they would open up the dam, they would open up the blockage, and all the water would flow out again. They did that in order to clean for the house, the Beis HaMikdash, that it should be clean. Okay, now. Now, everyone got their package. You have your Karban Pesach that has been shechted, the blood's been sprinkled, the innards have been taken out and burned on the Mizbeach, and now what you have left is the meat. So you would now leave with your meat, and you would need to grill it. Ketzat Solon also, Mevin Shapud Shel Rimon, they would bring a spit, what's it called? Shipudim.
Spit,
it's called in English. Okay. Made out of rimon wood. Tochvo mitoch piv. And now they would shove it into the mouth of the animal. They used rimon because the problem is if you used metal, the metal would get hot. And then when the animal would touch the metal, the grilling is from the metal. Right, if you heat up a surface and then you put food on it, what ends up cooking it is the grill, is the surface. We want the fire to burn. It's therefore they would use a shifut shel rimon, which they had a mesora that was something that didn't get as hot as other things. Tochvo mitoch piv ad beis nukuvasa. So they would stick the spit into his mouth until it came out through his backside. The talu l'socha tanor v'esh lamata. Think of a shawarma. Yeah, whatever, the shawarma thing that they grill the shawarma on. But imagine it's on all sides, you have the heat. And then they would take the pole with the animal on it and dip it down into the fire coming from all sides. You know, one of the reasons people like shawarma is because it's all grilled and crunchy. You know, all the meat, gets the fire hits all of it. So that's what they would do. They would lower it down. V'tolu l'tocha tanor ve'ish lamata. V'tolu l'kravu v'nei me'av chutzalo. And they would take the innards that they had taken out, the legs and the innards, the ones that weren't burned in the mizbech, they would put it on the side. V'eim menachin es ha'pesach k'shar basar. And they wouldn't... they used to take out the gid anasha with all other animals. It's nikur. So here they didn't do that with the Karban Pesach. B'Shabbos ein molichnas ha'pesach labateim. It was Shabbos, but now that you have your meat cooked, what do? You take it with you and wait till the night in order to eat the Karban Pesach at night. You finished preparing it. Now you wait until the night. On Shabbos, they wouldn't take the Pesach to their houses because they couldn't carry with it and walk with it. Elakas Rishon Yotzim B'Pesachim V'Yoshim Harabayis. The first group had a place on Harabayis where they would wait until the night. Hashniya Yotzim B'Pesachim V'Yoshim B'Chel. The second group would wait in the Chel, another area of the base of the Mikdash complex. And the Shlishis from Kol Momenes would wait right there. Chashku Yotzu B'Tzaluus P'Sachim. And then when it got dark, they would go and then they would do the grilling at night because they couldn't grill. That's not Docha Shabbos. That's not Docha Shabbos, right? Okay. Kishmakriven is a Pesach Barishon, Makriven imo biyom arba'asr zevach shlomim min abakro min atzom. We mentioned this in one of the Monday night shiurim, that in addition to the Karban Pesach, there was something called the Chagigas arba'asr, which was a special carbon that they would eat before the Karban Pesach in order so that they could eat the Karban Pesach ala sov. So this was another carbon that they would bring. Gedolim o ketanim zcharim o nekevas, v'nikres Chagiga arba'asr. And we pointed out in the shir, what do you mean, son ubakar? How can it say bakar? Karban Pesach is not bakar. So it's a remez to this chagigas arba asar. V'lo kava akasav chova el rishus bavad. It's not an obligation. Mikol makom mikichov amidibay sofim k'day she'a Pesach nechal ha'asova. But a lot of times they needed to have extra meat in order so that everybody could get to the point of being ha'asova for the Karban Pesach. Emesam mevien emo ha'chagiga. When did they bring it with the Karban Pesach? When it was chol. And it was b'tahara, u'b'miut. That means that, A, it was not Shabbos, it was chol. Number two, the tzibor was tahor. Sometimes there's an allowance in the tzibor's tummy to bring the Karban Pesach anyway. And when it's miut, when you don't have enough meat and therefore you have to supplement. This carbon could be eaten for 2 days and one night, meaning that day, the night, and the next day. It has the same din as all other shlomim. You have to lean on it before you bring it. It has certain libations that are brought with it. They had to do up placing the dum on the corner of the mizbeach. And the shvicha shirayim liyasod. Those are the regular dinim of shlomim. Zehu seder avodas karban pesach v'chagiga she'imo v'beis Eloheinu she'ebonu b'mheira b'yameinu amen. This, what we just learned, this was the process of bringing the karban pesach, not eating. Eating the karban pesach we'll do tonight. But this, hopefully, well, it's probably too late at this point because we needed a chavura. We needed a chavura to
shechit. I sent it on the WhatsApp. I sent a chavura for all the different parts of the animal that you choose.
Okay, excellent. We have a chavura ready. Okay, very good. Ashrei ha'om shekach alo, ashrei ha'om she'adonoi elohov. Eloheinu v'leiv, osenu melech, rachaman, rachem aleinu, tovu meita, vidor ishlonu. Shuvu aleinu ba'amon rachamecha, v'ra lavo shosu rotzonecha. B'nei beischa, kebatchila, v'chonin mitoshcha, mechono, v'hareinu b'vinyano, v'samchenu b'sikuno, v'hoshev shchinoscha l'socho, v'hoshev panim l'avodosam, u'gevim l'shirim u'lezimram, v'hoshev Yisrael l'nveyem, v'shom, nale, v'nei roe, v'nishtacha, v'elefonecha, v'nochal shal min azvachim, ומן הפסוכם אשר הגיע אדם המלכיר מזבח כל הרצון, בילה רצון עם רפי והגיעו מבי לפניך, אדוני, סורי וגועלי.
ישכה
יחד.